Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast, everyone. I know, my wife hates the fucking country twang in my voice.
I'm appeased.
So, if I kept my long hair, would you allow me to have a country twang all the time?
No.
So you're just like, yeah, I go bald and just talk like a normal person.
Why are those my only two options?
These are
the
only your two options. It's completely bald, like Mr. Clean, like Joe
Rogan. Fine, you can have your... Okay, no, you'd have to go bald. I couldn't even say it out loud.
Country twang. See, just be glad you don't come out to karaoke with me, because when you come out to karaoke with me, I'm going to just do strictly like country songs.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to force you to listen to them.
I like your voice.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. I know. It's like one of the best songs ever. But this is the Human Podcast, and we got my wife here. Say hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's the cue for you to be like.
Oh, hey, try it again.
I got my wife here.
Fuck you.
Okay, and then I got Courtney over there.
Oh, I don't want to say fuck you.
She'll say, I want to. Fuck you. Send in the penises if you're in California and you want Courtney to judge your penises. I should just go on Twitter, because I guarantee you I can, you know, get a bajillion, or like fucking, what's that dating app that starts with a T? Tinder.
Is Tinder a dating app?
Oh my gosh.
Is it a dating app?
I
thought it was a hookup app.
It is a great way for me to get a lot of dick pics. All I have to do is pose as a woman on Tinder, and then take these dick pics with these dudes' first names, so I'm not fucking completely doxing them. And, you know, only the dudes that sent me a dick pic out of the blue will get fucking rated. And just, like, put, like, my shit up in, like, you know, Denver, be like, I love sucking cock and being a huge whore or whatever.
Wait, are you inferring there is a right time to send nudes?
Yeah, of course. Like, when you ask for them.
Oh, I suppose.
Like, when was the last time I sent you a picture of my penis?
I stopped asking because you kept reusing the same photos.
Do you want me to, like, fucking put the newspaper behind my penis?
Newspaper?
Like, with a date?
Hello, welcome.
What the fuck?
It's the alarm for her grandma.
That's horrifying. If I was in a dark room... and I heard, hello, welcome, I would fucking get my gun out quick. I would be awake. Holy fuck. That is nightmare fucking fuel. That is another thing I'm scared of. It's like, now needles and that. I'll start shooting.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, bang, bang, bang. And my wife will be like, what? I'm like, Some saying welcome.
No, you're off doing big spoon responsibilities. I don't have to do anything in this situation.
You have to like go get spiders.
I do?
But, yeah. Like
wait, what? I don't get spiders.
I love the videos of people that have pet spiders and they like give them scritches and like the spiders love it. But they have to have big spiders. God. What?
Okay, tarantulas are cute. Other spiders are not cute.
They like do like this like puppy dog thing where they go wee and like they scrunch down or they go like scratch them on the back.
Yes. Tarantulas, and I know I'm saying that word wrong, are delightful and they're fuzzy.
Yeah, they're very smart too.
I don't like the fucking spiders in the fucking corner of the bedroom that Chai Tea or Goose hasn't eaten yet.
Is there one? If it's sitting in the corner,
I was making an example. There is not one in the corner currently.
Yeah, I'm like, if it's up in the corner, it can fucking stay. If it's on the ground, it's fair game. It's like, boom, there you go. But if you can make it across the ground without me noticing you and get back up in your corner, All right, you can stay.
Have you ever seen Mochi, like, slow kill a spider? Because she'll, like, bat it around until she eventually takes off all the legs, and then she'll just leave it.
Yeah, she's a fucking psychopath, just like her daddy. Aren't you, baby girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my wife got a haircut today.
Oh, my God.
I almost got a haircut today.
Why didn't you get a haircut?
Because, like, my wife wanted dick more, and I was just...
You could have done both, but thank you for my dick.
Like I could have, but I... Like, the second my pants are off, I'm fucking done for the day. And if I wake up without pants on, it's fucking game over. Oh, my... Like, just putting on... Like, do you ever have those days, Courtney, where you're like, fuck, I really have to go do this? And, like, a tornado is coming in to, like, destroy your house. Like, I have to fucking leave, but I have pants to put on. And it's like, the tornado's coming, Courtney! Pants, though!
I hate wearing pants.
And socks. I have to put on socks.
They're so uncomfortable.
And now I have to go find clean socks. And like, yeah, like, okay, this one is behind the dryer. It's kind of warm. Whatever.
What does warmth have to do with anything?
I'd rather put on a warm sock than a cold one. Very easily. What?
I'm just thinking if I would put a warm sock on my foot or not.
Just out of the dryer. Boom.
No, I've never done that.
Have you never, like, sometimes I'll get up, and if I get up early enough, I will fucking go out and start the dryer just so I have a little bit warmer clothes. And like, just, like, walk around in my boxers for a bit, and, like, 15 minutes of them just... Yeah, I'm paying the bill anyway. I don't care. And fucking warm clothes just... It's like a hug from a cloud that's warm.
I both like and dislike putting on warm clothes.
Courtney, have you ever put on warm clothes?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with, like, a warm blanket, but I don't like to put on clothes themselves that are warm.
Yeah, and just warm clothes. It's the best. It's a life changer. Mm-hmm.
No, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. It reminds me of being at the laundromat and then, like, having to, like, fucking, like, strip down at the laundromat.
What?
Have you never done that? Have you always just lived in houses that have had washers and dryers?
Well, when it went out, we did it by hand. Or I did it by hand. I did all the fucking laundry.
Like, yeah.
Fucking hand washing. Fucking hand washing. That's how I did our laundry for like 3 goddamn years before they finally got another goddamn washing machine and dryer.
Oh, man. Like, if that was me... I would go out and I'd find, like, the 2 sizes smaller version of everyone's clothes and replace them. It'd be hilarious to watch them try and put it on. What the fuck happened? Sun trunk.
Yeah.
And you just lie to them. Just gaslight them. But you can, like, do it, like, you can get 1 size below and then the next. Hello? Yeah, it sounds like a fucking, like, toy, like a Furby. Like, do you remember?
I know, right?
Courtney, did you ever have a Furby growing up? I feel like I was the only one. My aunt had a... Shit!
I'm so sorry, guys. I was trying to shut it off, but it didn't work.
Yeah, obviously not. Like, that's even worse. That, like, I thought that can't get even worse. Like, a creepy voice. Hello, well... And it's like, oh, sirens just added to it. Fucking...
Yeah.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, welcome. Woo, woo, woo! You're going to jail.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
And, like, the tentacle comes out of it and goes right into your butt. And it's like, what the fuck? I'm up!
I know.
Like, follows you around and hits you with a wiffle ball bat. It's like a robot. It's like, yeah. Get up. Get up. I'm up. I'm at work. Stop. Turn off. It's like you just, you know, beep, 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 beep. Hello. Welcome, wiffle ball bat. Boop, 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 boop. You're going to jail. Butt plugs. It's like, you know, your boss is like, you're fired. It's like, I was here on time, though. It's like, no, you weren't. You were fighting this robot all day, and you were still late. And so you get two of the robots now.
Isn't that a good thing?
No. I mean, like, I have my voice-activated alarm that I have to shut off. And, like, I wake up, and in my brain, I'm saying the phrase correctly. And it's...
Oh, that's what the fuck was going on?
What?
Oh, my God. So, like, remember how I ended up staying, like, super late up the other night?
Yeah.
So, like, you got up, and you're, like, half asleep, and you're, like, talking, but it's not, like, actual words. You're, like, making just, like, sounds, kind of like an... I think it's called echolalia or whatever. But, like, I was just like, what the fuck is he doing? Until he started saying, like English words again. And I was like, what the fuck? Is that what that was?
Because
that was disturbing. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't shut off. It doesn't recognize I'm talking to it.
Well, yeah, because you were speaking gibberish until you were more awake.
I'm trying as hard as I can.
No, I was like worried you were having a seizure, to be honest. This makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, I'm waking up and I know like what to say at the back of my mind.
Because it's not coming out right the first few times.
But in my head, like the language, whatever I'm speaking, is the correct language, and it's its fault for not understanding me.
That's why I always tell my hands I need to talk to my brain.
And then, like, my phone will be like, are you talking to me? I'm like, I'm not talking to you, phone. Talking to that fucking thing over there.
Your phone was very insistent on helping.
It's like, I everything's off. I can't help you here. I'm like, Google. Yeah, it's like.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's the little Google funny. Mini home. And, like, you have to, like, be careful saying that word around your phone because they'll be like, oh, I'm going to listen now. Google, if you're going to listen, fucking listen to my podcast all the way through. Give me one more listener.
Yep.
Actually, we're doing pretty good.
I'm sure your CIA agent approves.
We're doing okay on numbers. It's not terrible. I mean, like, compared to other fucking podcasts, we're doing awful. But for what I expect, I'm like, holy shit, we've blown it out of the water. I expected 3. It's like... 800 in the last 90 days. I'm like, yeah, that's our true fucking numbers. You know, it's like 10 people a podcast. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, my mom probably doesn't listen anymore, but good for her. And if she does listen.
Did she even listen, though?
She listened to one episode and like my wife told her about it. And so we made that entire episode about my mom's lesbian past where she was like just her happiest.
Your mom loved that. She texted me afterwards.
That we were just talking about a lesbian past?
No, after she listened to it.
Yeah, because I did the entire episode about her, that fucking narcissist. Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she of course would love that. If we did an entire episode on Courtney, it's like we dig into her, you know, like her sister and her mom and all that bullshit, she'd probably actually hate it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's why we don't do that. That's why I don't even mention her sister's name.
Yeah, please don't.
I mean, people over in that state don't even have electricity, so you're fine. Have you even told your mom that you do a podcast?
No.
Oh, good. Keep it that way.
It's like, my dad knows, but he's not ever going to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, he fucking, you know, it's like Steve Hawking. And I don't know if you can, search
up... Who the fuck's that again?
The guy in the fucking chair that was like, hello. He's, like, the super genius.
Okay.
He's like, hello, I'm Stephen Hawking. And I don't know if you can...
Like, it was so annoying today. He had a bowel program today. That's where you have to take a shit. and he has to have like certain things done. So he takes softeners throughout the week, or he does this every 3 days, but he takes softeners. And then the night before, he has to take X-lax, like he takes four of them. And then he has to have suppositories shoved up his ass. And like, he would not for the life of him go to the bathroom today. It took him forever today until like 3 o'clock.
I must say you are a good daughter for doing all that. If my dad was like, hey, can you shove like a pill in my mouth? I'm like, no, you idiot. It's like, I don't have arms anymore. I'm like, oh, damn, that sucks. I'll make like a trebuchet for pills and like launch them at your head. Let them get like dog fur all over them and keep launching them. I'm like, whoop-woo. Like, I remember when I was in fucking, it might have been middle school. We were learning about the Middle Ages and we had to build a trebuchet. Or a catapult, if you will. And I built mine out of they weren't Lincoln Logs, but they were like the wooden like Legos. Like, fuck, what? Courtney, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're like wooden dowels, and there's like these pucks that you can connect them all with. And oh my god, now I'm gonna like fucking look it up. Wooden Legos. Oh, what a fucking piece of shit. Oh.
You need different keywords.
Wooden.
They're stackable.
They weren't stackable.
It's something you played with, like a kid game.
Dell Toys. Yeah, these fucking things.
Oh, those were so much fun.
Yeah, they are called wooden building blocks. Just a STEM toy.
There's like a brand name for it, like I think it's like trinket something or whatever, because the one that I got came in colors.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the best thing ever.
I can't believe. Yeah, you like Tinker Toys.
There we go.
Fucking. So, like, I had a bunch of them for whatever reason.
Absolute tits.
They're the best.
Oh, my God.
And I built a fucking trebuchet out of this, and I took Tic Tacs.
How big was the trebuchet? Again, I know I said that wrong.
Like, pretty much, you see, like, this little strainer here?
Uh-huh.
This would be, like, the fucking, you know, thing, but it, like, it stood up, like.
That's decent.
Like this, you know, big.
Yeah, that's decent.
It was big enough to fucking throw a Tic Tac across the fucking room and explode it on the wall. I'm sure my parents were not happy about that. At the time of my life. I don't even think I used it, like, at school. I think I just played with it at home. I think I might have, like, maybe brought it to school one day, and I'm like, look, it's a fucking... And they're like, it loses. You suck. And I'm like, eh, whatever. And, you know, still playing with it at home until I ran out of Tic Tacs and, like, my parents, like, disassembled it in the middle of the night.
Aww.
It's all right.
Like, someone gave it to my brother as a gift, but I was the only one who played with it. And then I got in trouble because I wouldn't stop chewing on it.
Fuck. I kind of, like, want to buy that. Like, I think it was, like, $13 for, like, the whole
thing. Oh, my God. Now I want to look at it.
Tinker Toys. I don't even remember how we got onto this whole subject. Fucking ADHD, the podcast. Yeah, my wife's like going to go out there and like go buy fucking Tinker Toys now.
Oh my god. Oh yes, these are so much fun. With the loop-de-loops.
Yeah, I had rubber bands on it and it just, you know, I pulled it back and like had a cage on the tip of one of them and just bam! Fucking annihilate. The Tic Tac would hit the wall and just turn into dust. It hits so fucking hard and, like, leave a dent in the wall.
Oh, did you ever get any of the metal kits or the magnetic kits?
No.
Oh, my God. The kinetics were amazing, too.
Well, there's kinetics that were also plastic, and I had those. And they were the same thing
I always wanted one of those, like, you know, the light-ups where you, like, put little pieces in, and when it light up, it's, like, really cool.
What?
forgot to tell my grandmother that I was doing the podcast because I was like, shit, I just want to get this stuff done.
Oh, like, if you need to go out and take care of her, go take care of her.
It's fine. I already sent Donna to do it.
Yeah, I
thought my dad would have told her.
If you ever need to, like, you know, bounce out early or anything, you know, feel free to bounce out early. Yeah,
I'll let you guys know if I do.
You're not contractually obligated.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like, you know, some of the more serious podcasts are like, we have contracts and we have to do this 1 hour. Like, I can do it for 15 minutes if I want to. I can, you know, do it for 2 hours. Now, like, if we're making money, then that's a whole different thing. But we're not making money. We're losing it hand over fist. Are you buying more Tinker Toys?
No, I'm not. I'm not looking at other stuff.
Yeah. See ADHD, the podcast. Well, we finally started cleaning our house. It's spring cleaning. Spring is here. And we let the fucking dishes get too fucking crazy. And I had to go fucking attack the worst of dishes.
He has made the ultimate sacrifice.
Like, Jesus, get the fuck out of the way. Your boy fucking came through and dealt with some horrible shit. And, like, used a half bottle of fucking soap just to cut through a lot of that grease. And I need.
What were you cleaning up?
Dishes. Like, plates, really? And cups and shit like that. Yeah.
Oh my god, this is so cute.
Yeah, we don't keep our fucking shit tight like you do over there.
Well, that's because she has a fucking dishwasher.
Well, we're gonna get one. And it's gonna be great. What?
Oh, I'm looking at 3D puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I want to get like a small hot water heater just for the dishwasher, like exclusively for it. Or one exclusively for the shower. I wonder if I can do that.
Have more than, why would you want more than one?
Well, they'd be electric hot water heaters, and you would get more than one, so like if the dishwasher is running, the shower can still be hot. And if this is running, that can still be hot, you know, over and over and over again. But we do have a new segment called Relationship Advice. So let's go ahead and jump right into the fucking news. Oh, yeah. So... Tesla employees spy on vehicle camera footage for entertainment. So, if you're thinking about going out there and getting one of these fancy smancy electric cars, you better fucking forget about it. Because there's some fucking dorks in Tesla that are fucking, you know, spying on you. Information leaked to Reuters on April 6th. 9 former Tesla employees testified that images taken from Tesla car cameras were used to distract teams on the company's internal chat. You know, testimonies raised several issues of data confidentiality and privacy. The various Tesla models are equipped with many exterior cameras. For the newer models, cameras are inside as well. So, they just, you know... You can opt out of the sharing of this data with Tesla. But, you know, if you decide to give it to them, they can look at your fucking pictures. They can look at, you know, shit you have in your garage, shit you have all around your garage. And, you know, share it around the office.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And if you're like, oh man, Elon Musk, you know, you're in trouble. Yeah, Elon Musk was one of the people spied on as well. Even his Tesla wasn't immune from this.
I mean, I'd be annoyed if it was.
Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Elon Musk's garage. About 3 years ago, employees stumbled across a video of a unique submersible video parked in a garage and shared it. You know, two people who viewed it named Wet Nelly. Yeah, there's two people who viewed it. It was the car was nicknamed Wet Nelly. Yeah, and it was a James Bond fucking car. And it was Elon Musk's car. So, yeah. If you have one of these fucking things, don't fucking fuck around it. It's spying on you, confirmed. But so is your fucking cell phone. So is everything else. Who gives a shit? You know, we share way too much information anyway. Honestly, don't care if a fucking car is taking pictures. Let it. If you have that much money, you shouldn't have important shit in your fucking, you know, garage or wherever the fuck you park your car.
That's a valid argument.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have, like, all your secret documents just hanging in front of your fucking car. Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Good job, Tesla. You're keeping people safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this Michigan man posting as a police officer as he tries to pull over an off-duty officer and is charged with impersonating a cop. Christian Mansour, 18, of the Mancobe Township, was arraigned Wednesday and released on $5,000 bond, according to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. So, yeah. This dumb shit Christian was driving a BMW. Yeah, that's the first fucking thing.
Yep.
Dumb fucking idiot flashed red and blue lights during an attempted traffic stop of the Waterford Township officer who was off the clock about 11 p.m. And, yeah. This guy's a fucking idiot. And I see this shit happen all the fucking time.
Like, is all police cars Ford?
Most of them are. There's Chargers. Dodge Chargers, yeah. Those aren't Fords, but they have Ford Explorers, a lot of them. But yeah, there's like some other fucking dumb shit dude who is such a fucking piece of shit, like Dwight or some.
Your first name's Dwight, first of all.
I forget what his fucking full name was.
If you put in Dwight, it's going to pull up the office.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see. Come on. Oh, Jeremy Dwight. DeWittle.
Both are dreadful.
Yeah. So this dude worked as a fucking, for a funeral home, running, like, you know, traffic for people to get to, you know, the cemetery and all that, you know, for long-ass fucking thing, which I think should be illegal anyway. Tough shit. You know, someone died. You know, it's not like they're going to die again if you don't get there in time. But you're fucking causing a huge traffic backup. People see the lights green and they go for it. And then, you know, obviously you're going to cause a fucking huge accident. Especially if there's way too many fucking people in it. Go fuck yourself. I don't care that your matriarch died or your fucking grandpappy died. You know, everyone get there in your own fucking time. You don't need to have a fucking giant impromptu parade throughout the middle of the town. Bake. Oh no, someone died. Yeah, that sucks. Like, never in my life have I ever had anybody do that. Even like when my grandma Rita died, they're like, oh, we're all going to meet over at the church. And then, oh, we're going to all meet over at the cemetery. Boom. Done. We didn't have to make a big stink of it. We didn't have to tell the whole fucking town with a last minute, hey, we're going to fuck up your, you know, route to traffic. And it's like, what are you supposed to do if, like, an ambulance is coming through?
Right.
You know, someone that's actually actively fucking dying. Go fuck yourself. They need to make that shit illegal. You know, and, like, if you're down in the South, like, anybody that's listening from, you know, the South states in America, you know, you'll be like, no, you pull over and you show them fucking respect. It's like, no, go fuck yourself, dude. You know, I understand that you lost the fucking war and, you know, you need all the fucking people and you're all fucking related. But, you know, up here, fuck everybody. Like, I don't know that guy. Fuck him.
But yeah, really?
I mean, do you do that down there? Like, if, you know, you see a police or a funeral procession, do you pull over and, you know, let them fucking fuck up your entire day?
I've never actually seen one.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them. You know, like going through like Alamosa. It's like, no, go fuck yourself. You know, throw them into like the fucking garbage dump and get on with your day.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I would say you can only do funeral processions if they're like someone insanely important. Like when fucking Mr. Rogers died. You know, fucking funeral procession, that guy. And I feel like you have to be, like, immediate family to be in the funeral procession. But to say that you're that fucking important, that you're going to take a cop, let him abuse his power, and then get you to the fucking cemetery faster, go fuck yourself. You're not important. The world's keep on spinning with that person dead. I don't care. But let's just jump right on in. I have a Am I the Asshole? And after the Am I the Asshole, I'm going to do the relationship advice. Am I the asshole for asking his service dog to give me space? We went to a trendy restaurant with three other people. It was busy, and we waited for like 30 minutes for this table. We sat indoors with the back wall seating was one long bench. All along it were tables of four. We sat next to a full table of four. The guy on the bench near us had what appeared to be a service dog on the seat. I squeezed in and it was a tight fit, so I asked the guy if he could put his dog on the ground, like his dog's tail was literally on me. He tells me no and he needs his dog close to him. I'm getting increasingly frustrated. I'm not comfortable. This guy is doing nothing about his service dog literally on me. I ask him to get his dog off the seat. He tells me no again and his dog has rights and he doesn't need to listen to me. I flip out about needing my space and this dog needing not to be on my seat. The guy calls me an asshole, among other things. I go ahead and just leave. I had made a mini scene and just removed myself from the situation. My friends met me outside and weren't happy with how everything went down. Was I the asshole to this guy?
I don't think this dog's a service dog. This sounds like an emotional support animal to me. A service dog would be sitting under the table out of everyone's way. Like, a service dog should not be, like, sitting on the seat next to the table. I've never seen that. Like, I don't think this was a real service animal. So, not the asshole.
Well, that's what a lot of people in the comments down here are saying. This person, is this a service dog? Trained dogs do not have problem getting under the owner's chair and will certainly stay away from strangers. Could this have been an emotional support animal? Some service dogs are trained to be beside, not below, for a number of medical reasons. It's like, what medical reason? Is the dog going to, do CPR?
I don't know.
Like, they usually, boop you if your, blood sugar is too low.
Yeah.
But they can do that from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this...
Also, it's, hella gross that the dog was sitting up at counter level in a restaurant.
Well, this guy right here, or whatever, no way this was someone's emotional support animal. Ignoring the health code violation...
Oh, thank you.
...and the service animal are trained to be far more than just sit on the floor and under a table, the owner just chose to be a complete asshole to force someone to be uncomfortable because he could get away with it. Not the asshole, because OP had to deal with a liar and a supremely entitled asshole.
Yep.
Personally, I would consider making a complaint to the management with some judgment reserved for if their hands were tied about being intentionally seated with a table with its personal space. Obviously overtaken since that bad service from the word go. Blah, 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 blah. Ignoring a health issue would have gotten me or somebody else sick down the road. So yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
What they need to do is they need to have a license for, a government license. Like, boom, this is a trained dog. Here you go. And then you're good.
Well, also, they'll have, the vest and the outfit or whatnot. It won't just be, on a leash.
You can buy the vest.
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, somebody else said that you can buy the fucking vest off of Amazon and say it's a service animal in training, and that writes off its bad behavior.
Actually,
they do such a disservice.
They can be asked to leave if the dog proves to be a nuisance, though. It needs to be, taken away. They have rules in place for that.
Yeah, I mean, every single service animal I've ever fucking seen, the person handling them is a very certain way, and, this dog is working right now. This is, someone that is working, and, they have, this, mentality, not an asshole mentality, but, hey, this is work. This is a working animal. Please don't touch it. And they're always very well behaved. Anytime I've ever seen a seeing eye dog or a blood pressure dog, very well behaved. They need to have pigs, though. That'd be great. I'd love to have a service pig. That way, if I had something I didn't want to eat on the table, I could just feed it to my service pig. Make take that. Yeah, take it. And it's yeah. And it's sir, your service pig is way too fat. I'm like, it's a pig. And no one ever no one gives you shit for having a fat pig.
Well, yeah, there's something wrong if the pig ain't fat.
People will give you shit if you have a fat cat or a fat dog. No one gives you shit if you have a fat pig.
Okay, I'm a medical professional, and there is a certain level of chunk that I think is absolutely fine in a cat.
Yeah, but what about your cat?
Yeah, that's why Chai Tea had to lose a little bit of weight.
Fat.
Okay, it's Fluff, and now he's at a pretty decent weight. Could he stand to lose half a pound? Yes. Am I happy with where he is? Yes, because a little chunk is good for the kidneys in the long run.
So, that guy, OP, you're not the asshole.
Absolutely not.
You should have fucking made more of a stink. And you said something very important. Appeared to be. You didn't ask him if it was a service animal. You just made an assumption.
Well, you should make you. It being a service animal is what it should be. You don't suspect a service animal for being an emotional support animal until proven otherwise.
Yeah,
which is why it makes this even worse.
Look at him, is this your emotional support animal? And if yes, it is. Then you're get it the fuck off the chair then. And get this fucking mutt out of this fucking restaurant, dude.
Sorry, I can't think right now, guys.
Oh, you're fine. And relationship advice. I, 25 male, want to show my boyfriend, 23 male, my place. But my ex-girlfriend, 25 female, is not cool with it. Starts off, so, Velma, my ex and I dated for 6 years. I watched her stepson 5 days a week. And we lived together until she moves out this summer in an in-law apartment off my parents' house. We are supposed to split the rent, but I pay it. It's hardly anything anyways. So, I want my new boyfriend to have my new boyfriend park here and show him the house. We won't do anything romantic here. I don't want to be rude. She just doesn't even want him in the house. She says, it really makes me uncomfortable to have someone walking around the house I live in, with a lot of the items in said home being mine, and show him into the bedroom I sleep in. Absolutely not comfortable. Absolutely not comfortable either that, and I really shouldn't have to make my boundaries clear or my lack of consent clear more than once. Y'all are dating. You think you can wait the 2.5 months before bringing someone in? This is the third time I've tried to have a conversation about it, but I'm not trying to be rude. Velma and I broke up after I caught her flirting with other guys. I tried to work things out with her, but she said she didn't love me anymore 2.5 months ago. We did have other issues, but she has stated that she doesn't think I ever did anything intentionally wrong.
Okay, and so is he living with his ex? Like, I don't understand the housing situation.
So he is living with his ex. Opie is, gay and has a boyfriend right now.
I understand that.
And 2.5 months ago, he broke up with his ex-girlfriend of 6 years.
So is it her house?
No, it's Opie's house.
It's
Opie's parents' apartment off of the house. So remember like that basement we stayed in?
Why are they still living together?
Because I'm sure that she's on the lease or something. And she just... I would give her a fucking 60-day move out.
Yeah, I would too.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is such a weird dynamic. I am so confused. This is such a weird dynamic. They broke up 2.5 months ago, but they're still living together. And not to be that person, but he's already in a new relationship. Like, even I know rebounds aren't good.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids are just that. Kids are 25 and 23.
So is there a stepson?
Yeah,
is there a child involved?
So his girlfriend, Velma, his ex-girlfriend, has a stepkid. And I don't know, like...
Because it's like, if he's watching the stepkid, then yeah, of course she doesn't want some random dude she doesn't know wandering around her house. Excuse me. No, wait. She doesn't want some random dude wandering around her son. It is not her house.
Yeah, but in like 2.5 months, she's to move out. And I'm sure like he gave it to her like out of courtesy. Like, hey, stay here for...
Like, why hasn't he moved out then? And like just gone to live with his parents until she can get out on her own feet?
I'm pretty sure he's living with his boyfriend right now.
Then why did...
But this is going to be their house after this bitch moves the fuck out.
She should have moved out by now. And B, I do not disagree with your statement. So, like, if she's uncomfortable, she needs to get her son out of that situation, her child out of that situation. Like, she's had 2.5 months so far, it sounds like.
Yeah, just give her get the fuck, like, but... Tenant rights are a thing. So if you were to kick her out early and break the contract, she can come back and sue. So,
like, if he's living with his boyfriend, that's okay. But if he's still living there with her, it's weird.
I mean, here's what it is. If he's living at the house as well, or living at the apartment as well, he has every right to bring in whoever the fuck he wants. If he wants to bring in a crackhead, he can bring in a crackhead.
He can definitely do that. I'm not denying his rights.
It does not matter.
I'm just saying, if she's upset about someone being around her son, she needs to remove her son from the situation.
Well, it's only like 5 days out of the week.
That's most of the week.
And it's her stepson, so it's the new guy this chick is dating's kid.
This is such a weird dynamic. What do the comments say?
Let's go down to the comments. You two aren't in a relationship anymore. It's just as much your house as it is hers. Maybe even more, because you pay for everything you're renting from your parents. And you're going to be the one staying there while she's going to be moving out. You don't need her permission to have him over.
No.
No, it isn't hers at all. They live in an in-law apartment at his parents' home. You know, the audacity. If she doesn't pay the rent, she doesn't get a say. 5 months of leeching off you and awkwardly living together after breaking up is too long. Seriously, get her out of there. I can't believe people like this get walked on like this. Stop watching her stepson. Get her out of your home. You're done with the relationship. So she moves on. Yesterday, she has no say in your home.
Exactly.
And no way did she move into your... did she move into your parents' home? ETA, you're already in your parents' home. That gives her even less of a say. Are you crazy? You're not married. You have no children. Her stepson has nothing to do with you or your parents. Oh, and she is uncomfortable with having her things laying around? Get her cartons. Tell her to pack up her crap and move out. Oh, and in fact, she said you did things unintentionally wrong. And you're the cause for her not loving you anymore and her flirting around? As a reward for cheating, she got free housing and is dictating on how things have to go her way in your home? Are you her doormat? She's walking all over you and you just stand there and gape.
Damn. This is everything I felt.
Stepson? So she was married with a child prior to 6 years ago? Does she have partial custody of the child? And she's moving into your parents' home in an in-law suite? Please cut ties with this person. It is way overdue, and you're allowing her to stay in your life. Time for an eviction and block.
Yes. No, it's weird.
Yep.
But, you know, the way I see it, you know, tenant laws are a fucking thing. So you have to, you know, let, you know, it go all the way through unless she wants to move out voluntarily, which she does not. And if she's not being violent or being a nuisance, just being an annoying cunt.
Yeah, she has no say in this. OP can bring his boyfriend over and should.
I mean, they should fuck loud.
Yeah, no. I agree with this. She is fucking using him.
But what you do is you make sure she fucking pays her portion of the rent.
She's not even paying rent.
Yeah, make sure she fucking, you know, like, here you go. And at 30 days, make sure you make it clear to her. It's like, you are out of here in 30 fucking days. Get the fuck out of my apartment. I never want to fucking see you again. And have a great time with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Dude, that's great. Yeah, you babysit her child, though? Mm-mm. Charge her for that, you know? But I feel like... You know, you were with this chick for 6 years and you had the kid, you know, 5 days a week for 6 years. It's kind of like your kid.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
So, like, if it was, like, less than that, if it was, like, 6 months, I'd be like, fuck her. You know, fuck this kid. But, you know... It's almost like your kid, and if the kid's even like 6 years old, like if you was born right after she broke up and you got with her like right away, yeah, you know, I can see that being difficult. And you don't want to just, like, throw her and the kid the fuck out on the streets. Good on you. But you kind of have to, you know, be a little bit more assertive. Stop being so gay about it. You know, only be gay with your boyfriend. Time to fucking stomp on her nuts. But that's it for this episode. We'll be back next fucking week. My wife just ran off to the bathroom. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all this fucking bullshit. Alex a truck fucking everywhere. The girls don't have anything. And if you're listening to this and you're like, I wonder what the girls would think about my penis, send it to me on Twitter. Send me, I will fucking, you know, look at it and we will fucking pull it up. I will show Courtney your penis. I will show my wife your penis. If you have titties too, send them in. If you want me to, you know, give a grade to any body part you have, if you have a third nipple, send that shit in.
Are you asking for titty pics?
Yeah. I'm asking for dick pics too.
Doesn't matter.
My wife is not mad at me. But it's fine. Send in them titty pics, girls. Or don't. I don't really give a shit. Send in anything. We'll grade it. The girls will grade it. Even titty pics. Courtney, would you grade some titty pics?
Yeah. Have you even received any?
No. Of course not.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the CIA doesn't want to send in no titty pics. You kidding me?
Are we?
Yeah, well, I'm ending it right now. So, bye. See you next week. Later.